یا علی مدد. الوائز رائے ابو علی مشنری وائز نمبر 432.
I would suggest tarika or some other source amongst our Ismaili community that officially we should have some internet man. Should have.
Video or council has a website.
I don't know, but council, if council has, then maybe in future we might use in a better way.
I want more of those rhyming questions. Who are Gog and Magog, and what is their role going to be in the future?
Now, Gog, Magog, it is a biblical word. And equivalent to Gog Magog in Quran is Yajuj Majuj. Yajuj Majuj is a group, large group of people who are against God, anti-God, troublemakers. They are yellowish skin, their color is yellowish or khaki, and God has condemned them. God said that they will make trouble, and Bible says at the end of this world, when Qiyamah comes, these Gog Magog, they will make so much destruction and difficulties for the people on earth, but eventually they will be destroyed. And according to that, the signs are Gog Magog, they do live. But certain historians have given that there was a time when Gog Magog lived. I mean, they give that during the time of about 3-4 centuries before Christ, more than 2,000 years ago. Mongolian people, they were absolutely raw, rude, brute people, like animals. They were going to northwestern areas of China, and at that time Chinese culture and civilization was at the top, and these wild people, they used to invade the border area and making trouble. So one of a great king, his name was Sikandar Zulkarnain, not Alexander the Great, not that. He built the wall on the border. So this China wall was originally started at that time, and later kings, they extended and extended and extended. So this is Yajuj Majuj Qom. They live on this site. But it has also many other meanings.
Does Islam favor or look kindly upon euthanasia?
Euthanasia. As I spoke earlier, we belong to God. It is only in this age when science has developed so much and technology has come up so much. I personally believe when man gets sick, we can help that he may live longer. If there is a young man, 25, 30 years old, and he falls sick, we can help him artificially to stay alive. But now, 70, 80, 85 years old man, if he becomes, it's of no use, let him go. To some extent, I'm in favor. Selection, I'm not in favor. It all depends on the individual case. Islam does not openly stand for it.
Recently, a well-known German physicist made a presentation at the University of Toronto where he talked about life after death. He elaborated his understanding that has been derived from a scientific research of over 30 years. His conclusion was, he does not believe in life after death. He knows it. How can science prove a non-material phenomenon? Also, is there any literature, anything in our literature, that could lead to a scientific explanation of reincarnation?
Before Hitler, there was Emperor Wilhelm in Germany. Hitler came to power in 1932 or 33. But during the First World War, between 1914 and 1918, a world-renowned professor, physician, and also a master of physics. His name was Robert Koch, C-O-C-H. He demanded from the government, with the permission of the court, that those people who are condemned to death should be given to him immediately after death for the study of soul. It took nearly 3 years, and he collected the data and study of 200 such people. As soon as that man is declared as dead, he would immediately, according to his ways and process, put him in a solid glass casket and seal it, studying every day. And he came to understanding after 3 years the scientific study that many people who were declared dead, actually they did not die, because some bodies moved their limbs up and down. Even in one case, the man turned to his right side. Some people with their hands, with their hair, and in a bad mood of face. So he studied, he said that either the person who was declared dead did not die, or the person revived afterwards because the soul re-entered him. And then he deduced from that that soul does not die. It is the body which dies, decays, but soul does live. Now, if soul has entered this body, there is no restriction that soul will not enter another body. This phenomenon, that the proof of life after death is under study by hundreds of scientists and other researchers in various universities, and they have come near to this conclusion that there is a life after death. Islam says that it is not your first life and it is not your last life. There are 26 to 27 ayats in Quran which explain that there is some kind of life after death. It is there, and we do believe. Two more questions.
He also mentioned that once you are in a human form, you cannot reincarnate in an animal form. How does this sit with our faith?
Well, the person may be a believer in God or not, I don't know. But Quran tells us there was a nation many thousand years ago, during the time of Hazrat Abraham, about 4 to 5 thousand years ago. They became so bad and so depressed in their efforts, living like kings and in a form they wanted, not caring for the Nabis and God. God cursed them and God said, it is in Quran, turn to monkeys. God cursed them and they turned to monkeys. You know, man is an extreme creation of God and the best creation. It can go up beyond the power of angels, and it can go down where even Satan will be ashamed. It is also there in Quran. O Muhammad, God is speaking about such people who did not believe, and Allah says in Quran, O Muhammad, they are human beings in a look, but actually they are animals. Now here Allah says animals to them, these people, that is according to their mental conditions. Bodily they are human beings, but their instinct, their nature, their behavior, their understanding, their mental condition, their psychology, all are according to the animals. So man can be degraded. If man can be degraded mentally, it is also possible that in next life that degradation may take him to an animal womb, because animals also have jeev. Animals also have the same matter as the man. Man is a superior, but it can be degraded, and God has degraded many people. It is possible.
You say there is anti-Islamic propaganda on the internet. Can you give some examples?
Stop this.